This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's inching closer to the reintroduction of wolves. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Colorado is racing to release wolves by the end of the year. That's the deadline set in the ballot initiative voters narrowly approved in 2020. The federal government has signaled the state can proceed with the project, and now Oregon has agreed to provide up to 10 wolves, clearing a final roadblock. Colorado plans to contract helicopters and spotter planes to capture the predators this December. They'll be let loose somewhere near Glenwood Springs, Aspen, Vail, or Gunnison, but officials haven't released a specific location. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A judge has ruled that a man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers 2 years ago is competent to stand trial. The 24-year-old defendant faces more than 100 charges, but the trial's been on hold for almost 2 years. According to court documents, the defendant showed signs of schizophrenia. A preliminary hearing is set for November 14th. And a memorial service will be held Monday for a parole officer killed in Colorado Springs last week. Department of Corrections officer Christine Guerin Sandoval was killed in a hit and run while serving a warrant near downtown. A 41-year-old suspect is in custody. The service is set for 11 a.m. Monday at Praise Assembly Church in Pueblo. The Department of Corrections also plans to live stream the ceremony. That's going to be warmer across the state today. Really nice temperatures, highs in the 70s for the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.